Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults, and the opinions expressed do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. We'd like to hear from you. Give us a call at 419-528-TDRK to leave a voicemail, and we just may play it on the show.
Wow.
Crimbus.
Jailbreak.
What?
Prison.
I don't understand.
It's an audible in football. American football.
Oh, okay. That threw me off.
Home run.
I was recording for that, so we're good.
Base league.
Those Damn Ross Kids, a conversation between brothers, featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
That's not a thing.
It's a Clooney movie.
Is it?
Nope.
Leatherheads? That was a...
Was that his?
Leatherface? Was
playing,
that him?
Playing football on that... Hobo's playing football on that train.
Yeah. That was... George Clooney played Leatherface, the Jim from The Office.
Is that the way that went? Huh.
Yeah. A bunch of teenagers died.
Weird.
Hey, Chris, what episode is this?
Is that the one where Renee Zellweger said, hey, stop reading my diary?
No, that was the one with the pants, but the second one.
Oh. Huh. Stella got her groove back.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. And she cut her feet by stepping on the steel magnolias.
I was going to say steel dandelions. Or titanium geraniums.
Titanium geraniums. Oh, man. That's pretty good. So this is episode 98 of this thing. It's the week before Christmas. We're sitting here in my apartment. Have you got all your shopping done? I haven't started.
I've done nothing.
I have nothing. Like, it's 60 degrees out, because talking about the weather, especially here in Ohio, is definitely very... exciting, but what I will say is exciting is you have prepared us a wonderful holiday delicacy, something that's been a tradition for us.
Well, now it's a tradition.
Now it is, yeah.
Yeah.
Since we've done it three times, I think?
No, for the holidays, this is the second time.
Okay, yeah. I have a vague recollection of doing this here, too.
That's a spicy gummy bear.
Mm, yeah. This is the vodka gummy bears. Sugar-free gummy bears with, you change it up. This is fruit punch vodka?
Fruit punch. Pinnacle fruit punch, $9.32 a fifth.
Pinnacle.
From a truck behind the liquor store.
from a dude on a truck behind the liquor store. Was it like a shipment truck?
No, necessarily just say like a fifth. It was like, you know, half of a gallon milk jug.
Yeah, he siphoned that out of a larger container and he counted to five. So
he basically just dropped some Jolly Ranchers and some gasoline.
Oh, that explains so much. Yeah, so we are going to be eating our drink today. We have bowls full of them.
Genius.
We have bowls full of them, and we are
By 13 tray of them.
Yeah, we do. And in order to keep our hands clean and non-sticky, we are eating them with toothpicks. So we are skewering a bear and eating it while we talk. So that's cool.
So that's probably annoying for you.
Mm.
Mm.
For when your liquor isn't slimy enough.
Broadcasting live from cows walking in mud.
my name is Cole Ross. That means your name is Chris Ross.
You guys chew just alike. We do?
That's why we have to introduce ourselves.
Mic check.
We're here to entertain your asses with all this stuff here. With details.
Deets.
Yeah. It's funny, we record in so many different circumstances that I feel like there's a different patina to each soundscape. We're in my dining room right now, next to the Lonely Christmas. Because we have to mention it so many times per season.
It's not lonely now, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good thing you got an IKEA by you.
I know, right? Yeah. Otherwise nobody would come to me.
Yeah. Probably do less podcasts.
Exactly. Yeah, when the pool closed, the rest of the family stopped coming down. Well, so,
I know, right?
Yeah.
But I'm a winter kind of guy.
Yeah.
I'm a winter bear, if you know what I'm saying.
I like Edgar Winter, you know.
The guitarist for the Blues Brothers. Sorry.
That's fine. You're good. Yeah. You're good. I really need to...
I imagine the Fonz punching me, and then I started talking correctly. Go!
I need to put these away for a second. Set those on top of the...
They're delicious. Set those on top of that expensive audio equipment.
So I got it from a dude in a parking lot for $100.
Yeah. You stole it during his vinegar stroke.
Is that a thing outside of the league?
I don't know.
Like,
I mean, it's a thing in real life.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. It's an accurate observation. It's one. I figured there's going to be a lot of namespace pollution. If you just Google search vinegar strokes, it's going to pull up a bunch of stuff from that. If you go to Urban Dictionary, you know, it's going to be like, oh, a description of what they said in that show, The League, airs on FX Thursday nights at 10 o'clock.
Sure.
Did we mention we have a sponsor?
Do you know that there's a thing that you put over the stock or butt portion of a gun and it absorbs the
yeah, it's the like impact. it's like a wool butt pad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I wanted to make one with like a 110 outlet plug on it.
Why?
Because you could market it as a butt plug.
Jeez. Do you have any more genius there?
No, that's all I refined in the 3-hour drive here. My 3-hour drive was distilled to that idea.
Yeah. Yeah. So, since we can't...
Distilled water tastes gross.
It's not good for you.
Is it really?
It doesn't have the minerals in it. It saps the minerals out of you.
It sucks them out.
Yeah, the electrolytes. It creates an electrolyte imbalance. So like
endonutresis.
What?
Endonutresis.
Is that what that is?
No, that's a shampoo.
Garnier?
Garnier, yeah. Endonutresis.
Yeah, exactly. They call it dry land drowning.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that when you just drink water in an old person's house?
No, that's when you accidentally make mustard gas by mixing ammonia and bleach.
Did that.
You have, really?
Yeah, it was horrible.
Accidentally?
On purpose.
Okay.
Everyone died.
Was this in the same back room that you? No. This is the same back room that you and I shared at one point.
What?
At the retail store?
No,
in the big building.
No. That, okay. No, that could never. That's forever unclean. No, this was at the in the shower when Grandma and Grandpa first bought that cottage.
Oh yeah,
it had a bunch of rust stains.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I mixed a bunch of cleaners in there because I was being a
helpful
chubby.
It's like when oh my gosh, it's like when you when you're a little kid and you think you're gonna I'm gonna make a magical potion and you take Coca-Cola and chocolate syrup and hand lotion, yeah, and gummy bears and vodka.
Mix your uncle's jizz and my tears.
Jesus. Oh, fucking shit. You always got to take it to a dark place. Okay, so you were marketing the butt plug. I was driving home from work today, and
I'm not a marketer of a butt plug.
Yeah, Chris, you are a
butt. I'm the inventor,
Chris,
of the butt plug.
Chris, you are a butt plug monger. Okay,
I am the inventor.
You are the butt plug monger. All right,
is that a mong?
Manga, it's Japanese cartoons. No.
Is it really?
What?
That's odd.
That's crazy. You're a manga monger.
Busty cartoon glasses.
That's fucking crazy. No, I was driving back, and since every episode goes towards sexual assault and also crotch matters, which was my favorite show starring Jaleel White. It was in his later days.
Do you know why
we
talk about crotch matters?
Because crotches matter?
No, because crotch matters.
Okay. Yeah, like we both just said the same thing. We just put the pluralization on different.
No, you were talking science. I was talking what the crotches want to hear.
No.
Why do the crotches tune in? Why do you think the crotches download? Why aren't they streaming? Why are these crotches streaming?
All these crotches are listening on Downcast. It's weird. I'm an Instacast man myself, but you know. Yep. Instacast, The League, Those Damn Ross Kids. I was driving back and I was thinking about menstrual syncing. Okay.
Okay.
And I was thinking about women's prisons. Do you see where I'm going?
No, I don't. I'm pretty sure that what I'm envisioning is something totally different.
Okay, so
then what you're
you have nuns in a convent. You have girls in a dorm room.
You have a flag on a pole. There's grass on the ground.
This is
everything's backwards.
This is not my beautiful house.
Okay.
This is not my beautiful prison. No. So that's like what? Maybe four or five women together at max? Now imagine thousands of women all contained within the same walls.
A ladies' penitentiary.
A ladies' penitentiary, the sexiest building.
Not really.
Yeah, no. It's rough stuff.
Not so much, though.
So, eventually, minus a couple of the new fish, the fresh fish, the outliers, everybody's going to be on the same cycle. So there's going to need to be a direct influx. That train is bringing them in, actually. So, there has to be, a sudden shipment of a lot of feminine hygiene products, okay, to take care of that.
And that's how we get in. No. Sorry, we're not planning that.
No.
you were telling a different story.
Of course not.
No.
Chris.
Menstrual sinking, Chris. Remember that, because I'm going to get to it.
No. Okay, so they all get on the same cycle, and the usual supply chains aren't going to cut it. There's a lot of red tape. There's a lot of bureaucracy. All right, so what we do is we pull up outside of the women's prison in the parking lot with a big old truck. Maybe we get it from U-Haul or one of these other companies, just load it up, and we sell them at a premium to the guards because they're like, it is a mess in there, and we need to take matters into our own hands. So we mark it up by a couple of percent in order to make a nifty, nifty, tidy profit. And then before the officials come and chase us away, and I imagine this being like a Dukes of Hazzard type situation, except with
slash Benny Hill.
Well, Benny Hill then Dukes of Hazzard, except instead of a 1976 Dodge Charger, it's a 79 Charger. Shit.
No, we have a 79 Charger, but we Penguin Run.
No, it was a 69 Charger Penguin Run. Yes, but instead of that, it is a U-Haul full of tampons.
Right.
those Ross kids done it again. Are you down with my scheme, Mr. Butt Plug?
Do you know when people put lipstick on their belly button and then they squish it and they make a video of it talking?
Kind of.
I was thinking of menstrual syncing, where like a woman uses her lips like a puppet and sings a song on video.
Oh, and then
yeah.
Yeah, it happens.
Raspberry puree.
That wasn't the Prince song it would have chosen, but okay.
She's in prison. She's looking for a new life at the secondhand store.
I would have gone with Pussy Control, but okay.
Nah.
A little on the nose.
Yeah, well, if she could control her pussy, it wouldn't be singing.
It's like Michigan J. Frog. I swear to God, it sings. Just when you're not here.
That's all that happens. Really? Oh, no. We don't screw around. He just sings to me.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my ragtime girl.
Yeah, speaking of rags.
This is fucking gross, man. What are we doing with our lives?
Oh, it's a mess.
It's terrible. It's a week before Christmas. All right.
You keep saying that.
I keep saying that because I want to give people a time and a place. It's 50 degrees outside.
It was 63 minutes ago. It's getting closer to Christmas.
It is 10:01 p.m. On Friday. I can keep going if you want. I don't fucking care.
December.
We are drinking a paleo margarita.
It's made of Brendan Fraser.
Encino marker.
Encino marker.
I was on my way home from work, and I wanted a beverage, and the closest place to my place of employment that sells Diet Pepsi cheaply, or pop cheaply, is Taco Bell. All right. Pulled through the drive-thru, and on the window there is a flyer for a charity for urban youth. Because my tax dollars aren't doing enough of that, right? Anyway.
It will be next year. 38%.
Anywho.
Who's coming over for spam? Oh, wait. Every homeless person?
Every single one. You know, it was saying, you know, this Taco Bell franchise is a participant in this thing. I was like, okay, cool. You know, all that. I scanned down the line because when I every flyer and every pamphlet that I, you know, see, I read it, you know, in its entirety. And at the bottom, in the bottom right, apropos of nothing, there was an image of the poster for the movie The Blind Side. And at the left of that, it said, "You can make it happen."
We're going to make Sandra Bullock eat until we can't see her backbones. Her back ribs. That's what we're going to do.
Back ribs. That's funny because we all the time on this show, I talk about, I was about to say we, this isn't nearly as much of a thing for you as it is for me. I talk about movies and popular culture being used to market science to people. Which, okay, it's neat, but every time an Earth-like planet is found, it's like, a new Pandora, like the movie Avatar, ha ha, or, you know, something like that, right? Why are you squinting at me? Anyway, but with this one, it takes it to a whole new level because it says, hey, do you remember that movie where a white person helped a black person because that's the only way it can happen? You can do that, too, by giving some money to this Taco Bell, I guess. It was just funny to me.
Black people have been helping white people for a long time.
You know, The Legend of Bagger Vance, every Stephen King novel.
The 1850s.
Chris, do you have a story for me? Do you have a story for me, like, real quick?
Well, the marker?
No, I'm not going to marker it. No, that's fine. No. It was a good joke. I was the one who took us into that territory.
You right? did. You yep. dipped into it.
Yep. I dipped in and then I dipped out.
How uncomfortable am I going to make you now?
Spin the roulette wheel.
Oh, the roulette. I know how. I'm going straight for the sore spot. Boop. Just when you thought boop. It was safe.
I love these.
Safe from bed bugs, as long as you never stay in a hotel. Go shopping for clothes. Buy a used couch or go to the movies. Or work in an office. Now it turns out you must also refrain from borrowing books.
Oh, they hide in the spines.
Yes. Library books are the latest hiding spot for the pests who apparently like to cozy up in the spines of hardcover books. As a result, libraries are increasingly less relevant.
Like every library that I've been to in the past 10 years, basically since I stopped taking out, you know, Narnia books.
Sure.
It's been like a free DVD rental place, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, you put three books on one side of the table and three books on the other, like beside you. Mm-hmm. You put your elbows on them and then you rest it there while you read your iPad.
It gets it up to the right angle.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
an optimal viewing angle. That's what you need.
Yeah. I mean, you're downtown anyway, doing The Blind Side.
Exactly.
Right?
But what I... So...
left the strip club, did Toys for Tits. Tots. Love the Marine Corps.
And that's funny. So bed bugs... So the cure for getting bed bugs from library books is to get a Kindle, and the cure to getting bed bugs out of your house is to kindle a fire. Like, you know that, right? Like bed bugs are worse than like hauntings. Like, you like people who have bed bugs and then they get rid of them, then they get poltergeists. They say, this is great. Why did I have to take out 50 Shades of Grey? Not only was it disgusting, I mean, physically, like, you know, from all the lady stuff on it, but you know, yeah.
Sure. It says that as the problem grows, more libraries are taking preventative measures like hiring bed bug sniffing dogs.
It's a thing.
Throwaway dogs. Outside puppies.
Outside puppies. And,
and they're also buying dozens of, quote, Pactite or thermal strike heat treatment systems, or putting bed bug traps under furniture legs.
Makes sense, yeah.
An entomologist suggests for you to, you know, not bring bed bugs home with you in your books, borrowing less popular books that the bed bugs haven't gotten to yet. Because bed bugs, like, they're mean, you know.
Yeah, the bed bugs, they've only
they're
got
in
so
the
much
class.
Time.
They're in the classics.
They stick to the New York Times bestsellers.
We have an appetite for Nicholas Sparks.
I mean, after The Notebook, I was just a lifetime fan. A lifetime fan.
50 Shades of Itching.
Oh, man.
That's creepy.
That's, did I say creepy?
No, creepy.
Okay. At least, like, what's this have to do with French desserts?
Shit, the band's not here. I thought there was gonna be a rim show. Where's the band? Hey buddy, where's the band?
Hey everybody, we're all gonna get laid. But it's been a while since we did that. That was kind of Harry. That was Harry Carey, though.
Now that you do Harry Carey pretty well.
Hi.
It's a great afternoon for baseball.
That's Harry Carey after his tracheotomy. Yes.
See, I can't do it.
Oh man, yeah. Speaking of dangerous things you could bring into your home.
Go ahead.
Okay, so I thought you were going somewhere with that.
It's not the time. Sorry,
it's not the time. Speaking of dangerous things that you can bring into your home, Chris, did you know that Home Depot sells coffee mugs?
I can imagine, yeah.
They sell coffee
for
mugs.
For contractors.
Yeah, but that would be more
of a... They want their Joe while they're out blue-collaring.
Yeah, their cup of mud. That would be more of like a thermos, though, right? Like a thermos that would latch onto a belt, like a carabiner that isn't rated for climbing.
Well, not Joseph the Riveter. We're not working without wires above the 1943 New York skyline.
Randy the Riveter with my tin lunchbox.
We're building a track house in Tacoma.
Well, they thought it would be...
I got my vaporizer in my pocket.
Like for pot?
Yeah, because okay. You're in Tacoma, Washington. Where you're building a track house.
Yeah. It's as you do.
For charity, you know, people with track marks.
So, anyway, they sell a straight up mug, not a thermos, called Homer's All Purpose Bucket. Not related to Homer Simpson.
I didn't think so.
I got excited.
It's a homeowner, it's a Home Depot.
Oh yeah, like a Homer, like a residential.
Like a ding dong, like an out of the park.
Yeah. No, like a dinger.
Like a dinger.
Yeah.
Like a ding dong.
Like a ding dong dingeray do. Hey. Hey kids.
Not the time, sorry.
That's not the time. It's never the time.
It's never the time.
Never the time when you do it. Always the time
it's
when I do
the
it.
Never the time for
never
for
the time dying. For here. Nope, nope.
Dying Cubs announcer.
Nope. He's dead. He's been...
No, I mean, I'm doing him while he's dying.
Oh, okay. He's like crazy.
I could do anybody when they're dying.
Barbara Streisand. Anyway, so this coffee mug, this all-purpose bucket for Homers, members of the No Homers Club, made in China, and it's a mug, but it's meant to be like a 5 gallon home improvement grade bucket. Let it go, man. Let it go. Sorry, you dropped the gummy bear.
No, he broke apart.
Oh.
That toothpick idea is not great.
Well, I mean, I didn't expect them to be as soupy as they are. Anyway, it's meant to look like a home improvement grade bucket, you know, like you would have like cement in or something like that. But the problem is the handle serves no purpose and it's also metallic. And it serves as a fire hazard because people microwave their coffee mugs. So... think about that.
So it's the people who saw the metal and then they put it in the microwave and it's Home Depot's problem.
Yep. Well, it's the manufacturer's problem. They've issued a recall.
Why? It's got fucking metal on it. Why are you putting it in the microwave?
Because your drink's cold. You need it to be warm.
Then you know metal doesn't go in the microwave.
Do you? Who uses a microwave anymore? I'm pretty sure mine's just for show. I keep China.
You make enough money that you bought a $15 bucket mug. I hope that you're bright enough to know that metal doesn't go in the microwave.
It's actually sold for $5. So they're one.
Doesn't matter. They come in a 3-pack.
I agree with you, Chris.
You're so rich, you threw two of them away. That's a $15 mug.
That's a $15.
I don't care what facts you have.
You made a point of breaking them on the way back to the car.
For charity. I break stuff for charity.
Yeah, they sold daddy drink for the government. They sold about 3,700 of them. You know.
Oh, really?
Because why not?
Because why wouldn't you?
I accidentally microwaved a fork once.
I think you are... Really?
Yeah. I caught it in time.
It flew out?
Actually, I traveled back in time. I caught it in time. I was in time when I caught it.
I had natural peanut butter that I put in the refrigerator because that's what you do with it.
Did it separate?
No. You're supposed to refrigerate it. But then you can't... When you refrigerate natural peanut butter, you can't use a plastic knife.
Oh, because the oils?
No, it just gets too firm. It's too, okay. Too firm.
Too firm. $200.
It's too too firm. It's like a cheap pillow.
Okay. Is that it?
No, it's not.
Can you? Is there anything you'd like to share with the rest of us, Amazing Larry?
If you'd like to coax me a little more, I'll tell you the rest.
I would like to hear more.
Okay. So it's too hard and you can't scoop it out, so I put it in the microwave. And it turns out there's like residual foil around the lip where the seal was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it started sparking and stuff.
Yeah, it's crazy, right?
Yeah, it was great. See that? All right. You know, that's going to happen.
You know, that's that is CODB, Chris. CODB.
So if somebody put a stainless steel mug in the microwave, would that be the manufacturer's problem too?
Is it stainless steel on the outside or is it stainless steel on the inside? Because I've seen some that are plastic on the outside. But
why are we talking about this? Fucking microwaves are made of metal.
Oh, shit. We're through the looking glass.
Right?
Chris, there are no rules.
I'm inside of the head of the guy who's inside John Malkovich.
Chris, speed limits? Speed limits? Nothing. Nothing. Chris, all rules out the window. Upside, up is down. All right?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I should be relieved. I should be liberated. I should be energized. But instead, I'm just despondent. When there are no boundaries, there's nothing to rebel against. When you don't have any bars, you know, to hit, you just kind of sit there and, you know, breathe quietly and think and then just wait out the last of your days. It's almost like I was defined by the constraints that were put upon me. I need to sit and think for a good long while.
Sounds like it.
Okay, I'm good.
All right. While you were thinking, they changed the DSM for 2013.
Oh, yeah, the DSM-4.
The Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders.
Yes, the autism isn't a thing anymore.
No, Asperger's isn't a thing anymore.
Oh, okay, so all these people on the internet who think that they have Asperger's are actually autistic. And they're not X-Men like they thought. They're on the spectrum.
They're somewhere between Wolverine and Edward Scissorhands.
You know.
Yeah. As we do. But.
Go on.
A lot of famous scissor people.
It's funny.
A lot of very, very famous blade fingers.
Oh, man.
Anyway.
Don't go to sleep.
Asperger's is not its own thing anymore.
Freddie Mercury's
going to
get
you. You no longer have Asperger's.
Hooray!
You have autism type Asperger's.
God damn it.
Yeah, that's right. Autism simplex A.
Simplex A.
So... The problem with this is, and the reason that there's outrage on the internet is because parents now feel that since Asperger's isn't its own thing, that kids who are diagnosed with that will no longer qualify for
aid,
you know, special attention, not directly in their eye.
Well, wouldn't that mean that they get more aid? you know, like just if it, okay, so I, you know, my kid was an X-Man who really enjoyed time alone and reading books, and he couldn't read facial social cues.
Sure.
Yeah. And so now he's full blown. He's got full blown autism. Yeah, they take him into a new class, but you know,
but that's not free.
The special classes?
Sure, not anymore because he doesn't have full blown Asperger's.
No, no, like he's bumped up instead of being.
He's no, he's not. No. You're. It's like. It's not that way. It's Asperger's is like a lesser form.
Asperger's is a lesser form.
Sure, because they're more functional Asperger's.
Right. I know this, Chris. You're not tracking
so logically it makes sense.
Chris, I mean, no, logically what I'm saying makes sense. So if they're upset over aid, okay, if they're upset because of any benefit that they get to,
no,
you know,
because
help.
They're not going to get it because they don't have full-blown autism.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it has to be this thing. We're like, I'm not being cruel. Like, I may be being cruel. All right.
Yeah.
But you know, I'm not being intentionally ableist here. This kind of policy, it does affect people if it changes things, and you
sure.
know.
Yeah. Let me just put it to you like this. They thought they didn't have any legs.
Okay.
And now they have one leg, and somebody's like, "Go to fucking work."
Okay. Okay.
That's where we're at here.
Yeah.
Also, something has been added as its own disorder, and that's called binge eating.
Okay.
They've added binge eating as its own thing, mm-hmm. which normally that would have been maybe a sign of depression.
Yeah.
Or maybe some sort of sign of obsessive compulsive something.
Yeah.
But now it's its own thing. Okay. So you can be just like totally normal, binge eat.
And I mean, that makes sense. Is like anorexia nervosa in there?
No, it's literally like it's just binge eating.
That's funny. See, I would imagine that like if anorexia is considered a psychological disorder in the DSM, then binge eating would logically be the other side of that coin, right?
Well, sure. But then, so how do you do this? So they add bereavement as a form of depression.
Yeah.
So you are sad somebody died. No, they've added that. I'm not saying like you don't need to agree. It's law. Still, they change it.
Mm-hmm.
So then you binge eat. Are you depressed? Are you bereaved? Are you a binge eater?
I don't think you fall into like one and that's it. And I don't think that it's all or nothing in them. I think that the way the DSM works is there are certain criteria. Like it's like here are 10 criteria. If you meet three of these, then you're set. And
for
by
life.
And by set, I mean here's your straitjacket. No, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I mean, it's interesting from a policy decision. I mean, what homosexuality was in the DSM until like the third one or something like that. So it's definitely a living, breathing document, much like our Constitution.
They've added DMDD, disruptive mood dysregulation disorder.
Okay.
They said it's only normal for kids to have outbursts. But the APA, the committee that writes, you know, this DSM thing, says that kids with DMDD will help avoid overdiagnosis of a bipolar disorder in children.
Cool.
Left off the list.
What did they take out?
No, they didn't take anything out. It's just they keep lobbying sex addiction.
Oh, really?
So the evidence just wasn't there.
Huh. Okay.
And they're a cheap hotel banging. Never shut up.
Never shut. They tried, Chris. They tried to get there. They just got kept on. They just kept on getting distracted by those sexy, sexy homeless people.
That's really odd. It's an Indian porno called Curry Duty.
You're fucking real, man. Yeah, I don't know if I've ever seen you so proud of yourself.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well.
That was a good one. I'll give you that. You scored some points. All right. Let's take a breather. Let's
regroup. Scoreboard.
Meep, beam. It's funny how I got that installed, right? Mm-hmm. The dude left right before you got here. Mark one up. While we're talking about these things, Chris, do you know about relaxation anxiety?
Sure.
Do you experience this yourself?
I do when I have to have my blood pressure taken.
When somebody says, relax, relax.
Get to it. When you gonna, you know. got to. No, I just, yeah, when I have my blood pressure taken, it rises.
That's the thing, though. Like it's
they play whales and ocean noises and buoys and tell me to calm down and they take it again and they say, well, systolic has come down, but your diastolic is still awful.
Well, to be fair, you do like grab a Sharps container and throw it at them and try and like take the sheets off the bed and knot them and climb down the side of the building to get out of there.
Yeah.
So right.
My blood pressure's up. I'm pooping in my hand.
I can't help it. One thing happens, then the other happens.
What are you gonna do?
Natural course of events.
In this Gatorade bottle.
Sir, there's a toilet right there. This is a hospital. Yeah, no, it's the it's something that happened right here at my alma mater.
Do you hear children?
I do hear children. They are below us. They're all right, around us. All right. They're inside of us.
Make sure.
Okay.
Cornfield.
We have to make them happy or else they'll wish us there. No, my alma mater, the University of Cincinnati, a PhD student there has, they're doing research on relaxation anxiety, where activities such as exercise, listening to music, or even taking a vacation can trigger anxious feelings. So there are a bunch of things that may cause this. Somebody like may think, oh, I look weird when I relax. People will think I'm lazy. I have to constantly be accomplishing things, et cetera, et cetera. On and on down the list. I think I might have this. In addition to my other anxieties, I gots to do stuff.
Oh, you got to keep moving on.
Yeah. I'm like the running man. Or
at a wedding.
No, I'm like Jason Statham in Crank.
Never saw that.
No?
No.
It's an okay movie. They they inject him with the Bangkok cocktail or something like that. And it's a group of drugs which will cause his heart to explode if he stops moving. So he has to constantly be in motion. And fortunately, he gets from where he is to the guy, the big bad guy with the antidote just by kicking ass the entire time. And like he's driving in a car and he can't hold still while he's driving a car. So he gets a lady to bang him while he's driving the car. It's pretty sweet. That's exactly what my life is like.
Not at all.
Yeah. Relaxation-induced anxiety. What?
I don't know, man. If you were a fish, what kind of fish would you be?
I don't know enough fish.
Blowfish? I don't know from
fish. I kind of, yeah. I'm unassuming until I'm agitated, and then I puff up, and I don't want people to be around me, and if I'm eaten, I'm poisonous. The fugu.
There you go.
Yeah.
Prepared incorrectly, Cole will kill you.
Okay. Where's this going, Chris?
Well, researchers said small, non-dominant Atlantic Molly males.
Molly males.
Atlantic Molly males, non-dominant.
Okay.
Like a non-puffed Cole. Are often overlooked for larger, flashier rivals as mating partners. So these little non-dominant Atlantic Molly males, they rose vastly in the esteem of females that observed them copulating, regardless of the partner's sex.
Oh, okay. So
some female animals are known to show a preference for mating with males they had observed coupling with other animals in a phenomenon known as mate choice copying. So if they can observe you fucking anything from a distance,
just anything,
and like, that even remotely looks pleasurable to what you're pumping on.
Okay,
I don't say who, I say what.
Yeah, I mean, does that assume that it is animate?
I would assume. I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, what are you gonna?
So if I'm giving it to a
first date, let me see your fuck tape.
If I'm giving, by which you mean I literally stick my dick into a VHS. Do those still happen? Do VHSs still happen?
They're almost extinct.
Like that, like
when you fuck a VHS, it dies.
JVC, they stopped making VCRs. I think
that's a lot of letters.
That's the way the AV industry.
So that
works.
Happens.
Yeah. No, it's
they just want to see you. You know.
So just want to see that it works.
They just want to see that motion in the ocean. These fishes.
They do. They do. I mean, this backs up. Not really in
my
some,
life.
Yeah, it backs my up my story. Life story,
my ambition,
everything happening right now.
My tears
right now. But it backs up the kind of anecdotal folkloric knowledge that all sex is about power and dominance and the relationship between two people and who gives and who gets what. Right? Now, if I'm just out there railing some dude, does it work if you're being railed by the dude?
No.
Damn it. Okay.
I think that it's that they take their small person, the less dominant.
Yeah.
And they are seen as dominant because they're on top.
Yeah.
They're dominating.
Is that how fish do it? I thought that they like...
I don't know.
No, I thought that fish, they don't copulate. They're like fish, they just leave the eggs and the dudes come up and just... Bleh.
I think that they might, though.
But they...
Recreationally.
But they don't.
They don't?
Fish sex? No.
I don't know.
No.
I don't know. They quote Woody Allen in this article.
Do they? What do they say?
Apparently Woody Allen once said that bisexuality immediately doubles your chances for a date on a Saturday night.
Can you do that as Harry Carey?
No.
Can you do it as Harry Carey dying?
No.
Can you do it as Woody Allen?
No, I don't even... What does he sound like?
Well, bisexuality, it increases your chances of a date on a Saturday night.
Sounds like you talking.
Yeah, okay. We're both very neurotic gentlemen. That was probably the worst Woody Allen in the world.
I thought you were doing Harry Carey. I really did.
I gotta tell you. Anything that moves.
Marty!
Marty, you'll never believe it! Yeah, so... that is funny.
Yeah, so there you go.
There we go.
All else fails.
It is. That is the course through.
Hey, you want to go to prom? You want to go to prom now?
And by prom, I mean let's make it
no!
happen. How would you feel after I... Fuck this dude.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
So, there are a couple things you can do for us in regards to this show. First off, you can go to iTunes, rate us, and review us. We've had a couple of new ratings and reviews, which is greatly appreciated. Thank you so much for that. You can like us on Facebook and contribute stories. We like it when that happens, and we like any discussion that happens there. We are now on Stitcher Smart Radio, which is a new way for you to listen if you're not down with the iTunes flavor, which is neat. That's a cool thing for you to do. Also... We have an Amazon referral link at duckfeed.tv/tipjar. As our shows get more popular and as they are downloaded more, it costs us more to do it. It's kind of a double-edged sword, but as more people listen, more people can go to that thing. Buy stuff on Amazon doesn't cost you a single extra cent, and we get a little kickback from that, and it helps support all of the shows on the network, like The Level, The Pitch, Watch Out for Fireballs, and this show here itself. We are growing every single day. We appreciate it. Is there anything I'm forgetting, Chris?
I think you got it.
Cool. Good night.
Night.